MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Jurors sided with the state of New Mexico on all questions in the six-week-long civil lawsuit trial, finding Meta, the parent company of Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp, liable for tens of thousands of violations.
Well, this is a historic moment. It's about a company that created a dangerous product, an addictive product that they knowingly marketed to young people and that they lied about the danger.
Said New Mexico Attorney General Raul Torres. The corrected number of violations was 37,500, where Meta engaged in unfair, deceptive, or unconscionable trade practices, violating state law under the Unfair Practices Act. And Meta was ordered to pay $5,000 per violation by the jury. The penalty would cost the company about $375 million. Now, that's significantly less than the original penalty the state was seeking of more than $2 billion.
The mental health harm and the psychological impact of being on these platforms for an extended period of time, but also the real possibility that sexual predators are going to be operating in these spaces.
Meta said in a statement it plans to appeal the decision. The bellwether case could impact how thousands of similar lawsuits against social media companies are likely to play out. There will be a second phase in the trial where the judge will determine if Meta has violated public nuisance laws. That phase is slated for a May 4th bench trial. And Otero County on Monday responded to the New Mexico Department of Justice's claim that the county commissioners violated the state's Open Meeting Act when they held an emergency meeting and voted to renew the contract with the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. In the county's response, a 15-page letter to the NMDOJ Council, it refuted their claim and stated the county was made aware by ICE on March 12th that the agreement was expiring on March 15th, not March 31st, as the county previously understood, which came as a surprise to the county. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.